Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KVET, and I have Jeannie McClellan and Barbie Sproul here to talk about the Field of Honor for this year. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Heather.
You bet. Now, Jeannie, I'm going to start with you. What is Field of Honor? Tell us all about it.
The Field of Honor is a display of this year 2,000 full-size U.S. flags that will be at San Gabriel Park at the Activity Field on Chamber Way.
Wow.
And each one of those flags are purchased in honor of a veteran or a first responder that people want to honor their heroes, basically. Mm-hmm. And every single flag is dedicated to those heroes.
That's so cool. And this is in Georgetown?
This is in Georgetown at San Gabriel Park.
Okay. That's awesome. So who is sponsoring this? How did the Field of Heroes come about? How long you guys have been doing this?
The Field of Honor, actually, if I can give you a little bit of background on it.
Yes, please do.
It was originated by an organization called the Colonial Flag Foundation. And they started something called the Healing Field that occurred right after 9/11.
Oh.
Well, after the sentiment sort of died down a little bit and all of that, they decided that they really enjoyed, in the communities that had these healing fields, really enjoyed that that sense of patriotism.
Oh,
and
amen to
so,
that.
Yes, yeah. we need a lot of that, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do.
And so they coined it the Field of Honor. So this is a licensed event through Colonial Flag Foundation.
Okay.
And so I first saw this 10 years ago this year, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
10 years ago in Murrieta, California, that the Rotary Club of Murrieta put that on. And I was so inspired, and it touched my heart. I have a daughter that is now 15 and a half years in the Navy, just got pinned a new chief.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And thank you. And so she's really my inspiration, but the reason it touched my heart so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of family and friends that are members of the military or first responders. So I knew from that day that someday I'd have the opportunity to put this together and present it to a community. Little did I know that we would end up in Georgetown, Texas, and the Rotary Club of Georgetown, where I transferred my membership, listened to the opportunity and adopted it as their new signature event.
That's excellent.
And so last year was our first year. We had 1,400 flags in our very first year.
That's fantastic.
So the whole community, and I have to stress one thing, too, is that it's not just a Georgetown event. It is a Central Texas event. Our licensing extends to the entire Austin media market.
Okay.
So we, and with the support of our presenting sponsor in Don Hewlett Chevrolet, and many other sponsors, we have a tremendous opportunity to benefit and to honor our veterans and our first responders.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jeannie McClellan. She's co-chair of Field of Honor, put on by the Rotary Club of Georgetown. The event is November 3rd through the 12th, and I'm going to ask you some more specifics about that at San Gabriel Park. And Barbie Sproul's with us. She's marketing director for Don Hewlett. I want to ask you, Barbie, how did Don Hewlett get involved and why?
Well, it's a great story. I happened to have gone to the Rotary presentation on November 11th, Veterans Day, a year ago, and sat, or 2 years ago, and sat in there and listened to it and was so inspired because I had a father in the military, two brothers in the military, uncles in the military, and just listening to Jeannie and seeing a video of the Murrieta Field of Honor, I was brought to tears. And when they said they were looking for a presenting sponsor, I went back to the Hewlett organization and spoke with Don Ross Hewlett, and I said, this is something that we have to be part of. Showed him the video. He told his brothers, we were sold on it.
That's
and
fantastic.
Jumped in at the top level of sponsorship, and we're there again this year.
That's excellent. So the event is for more than a week. So explain, how does this work? Does it just open to the public to come whenever?
Absolutely.
Okay.
24/7.
Oh, wow.
We have the field lit all night long.
Oh,
and we, of course,
moving.
Have field security all
sure.
night as well. But starting on the 3rd, we have the setup, which is a wonderful event to just go watch, if nothing else. People can come and volunteer and help us set up the field.
Okay.
But our Georgetown Police and Fire and Sheriff's Departments are helping to come out and set up all of the flags. You can imagine 2,000 flags take a little while.
Sure.
Last year, 1,400, we had the whole field up in an hour and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing with the help of our law enforcement organizations and a lot of other, of course, our Rotarians.
Sure.
And just volunteers in general. We had some volunteers from one of our other sponsors, HEB, and St. David's Hospital, but many people came out to help set up. So on the 3rd, we're going to be setting up the field, and all are welcome to come. And that afternoon is the First Responder Day. So all of our first responder organizations will have their, what I'm calling their toys, all their fun equipment and their dogs and their, you know, the big trucks and
sure.
the big things. So that's going to be a fun thing to start out with. The next day, the 4th, is our opening ceremonies. I encourage everybody to come and enjoy that. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but
okay.
we have a lot of really very exciting things happen. Maybe a couple of flyovers.
Oh.
But I wasn't going to let that out, right?
At what time on the 4th is that?
2:00 in the afternoon.
Okay. 2:00.
Right after the opening ceremonies, Georgetown Ministerial Alliance is coming in, and they are going to do a celebration of gratitude. And we actually have the Buffalo Soldiers from Austin coming to be a part of that.
That's so great.
And we will be displaying artwork from a local artist who has painted the Buffalo Soldiers.
Oh, that's so great.
And so that's going to be exciting as well. The rest of the week, every day, we have something going on. The Monday is a multi-club Rotary meeting and mm-hmm. luncheon where we will honor veterans and first responders that have come as guests. We'll have the Boy Scouts on the 6th doing a flag retirement ceremony, and the Village Elementary School kids will be singing for us that night as well.
Oh, that's so nice.
On the 7th, we have the Daughters of the American Revolution are putting on a Meet George Washington.
Oh, wow.
George will be there live, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Quilt of Valor, we will have presentations of Quilts of Valor for veterans that have requested them or for whom they have been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
On the 8th, we have a patriotic concert, and the Williamson Museum is participating in between by helping reenact Letters from War.
Oh, wow.
That will be very meaningful, very touching.
Oh, that's so good.
On the 9th, we have a Purple Heart tribute. Our county commissioners will be unveiling the signage that will be going throughout the Williamson County, showing that Williamson County is now a Purple Heart County.
Wow.
And then some more Quilts of Valor will be presented.
Mm-hmm.
On the 10th in the morning, we have the Honor Walk, which is a 5K put on by Sertoma. And right after that, the Sun City Rotary Club will be presenting an expo
okay.
for veterans and first responders
Excellent.
To find resources. And that evening, of course, is the Rotary Club of Georgetown's Patriots Ball, which will be at the Sheraton. And those things go on every day. There will
Right.
be activities, but there will also be quiet, reflective time. We also, Heather, have over 1,000 school kids coming
on
school field trips, because we also have the 27 historical U.S. flags set up. And then we also have the historical flags of Texas.
Oh, wow.
So there will be lots of activity going on, but again, also some reflective time for people to come and just walk among the flags. This isn't just something people come to see.
Right.
It's something people come and feel.
That's incredible. Now, the website is GeorgetownTXFieldOfHonor.org, GeorgetownTXFieldOfHonor.org, and that's where you need to start so you can find out all the information. Now, I'm married to a veteran. What would I do if I wanted to get a flag for him?
You go to our website and click on flag orders and
okay.
follow this. There's some instructions there. You order one flag at a time, but you go to the website, you just click on order your flag now, and you dedicate that flag, and that's why it has to be one at a time.
Right.
So you put in your hero's name, their information, mm-hmm. where they served, branch of military, all of that, and it asks you for that. We also have nearly 20 affiliate organizations, so you can benefit other veteran organizations by checking the box of who sent you to that website to buy
that
flag. So they participate in the revenues as well.
That's fantastic.
We share that.
That's so good.
And if you saw, if you heard as I was going through the events, this is a collaborative event that brings in the whole community. That's something that we really wanted to encourage, is to bring in people from all areas and engage the community. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a Rotary Club of Georgetown event.
Right.
It's a collaborative event that cultivates and fosters unity, inspires patriotism, and invokes gratitude for our military and first responders.
It's true, you know, because I think that right now it feels like there's just so much, I don't know what the good word to, it's just so much flux in how everybody feels about everything right now. So it's nice to see something that's unifying and that's focusing on the positive. I mean, what first responders and military do is absolutely incredible, and the sacrifice that they and their families make is just overwhelming. And I think if you have not been around it, you just are blown away when you are, like, going to see all those flags and see all those people who are responding. It's going to be a very emotional experience, I think, for most people.
It really is. And last year, I can tell you that people would turn the corner to drive up Chamber Way to go into San Gabriel Park. If they hadn't heard about the Field of Honor, mm-hmm. all of a sudden they look over and they see this field of full of these beautiful flags. And they'd stop and come over and say, "What's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
And they would end up staying for quite a while.
Oh, yes,
because they were so moved.
Yeah.
Last year we had, this year we're doing the Purple Heart tribute. Last year we had a tribute to Vietnam-era veterans. And afterwards, one particular veteran came to me, put his arms around me with tears streaming down his face. He said, "Jeannie, thank you for doing this, because this is the first time in 50 years that I feel appreciated."
Ugh.
That in and of itself did it for me.
Yes.
So,
that's
and I
awesome.
Could tell you many of those kinds of stories.
That's so good. Wow. Well, it's no wonder Don Hewlett wanted to get involved. This is a really, really good event. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Yeah. And one of the cool things about it is, if you look out there this year, you'll see 2,000 flags, and you'll think to yourself, "I bought one of those in honor of my dad or my brother or my husband." And you say, "I wonder where it is out here." And they have a station set up, a table right in the front, and they have docents. Sometimes they're Girl Scouts, and you can give them your name, and they'll tell you exactly where that flag is. So you know you'll go down to row 37, flag 42,
uh-huh.
and there's your flag with your tag on it in honor of your person. So it's pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The American Heritage Girls are the ones who really participate. To take our community members out who want to find their flag. And they are just darling. There are these young women who are service-oriented,
mm-hmm.
and they will take you to your flag. They will take pictures for you. They want to know about your heroes. And they're learning, too, and they share those stories.
That's so good.
It's a meaningful thing to them as well.
And I'm guessing that any cynicism that you might have when you get there is gone as soon as you've been there for a few minutes, because seeing young people involved like that, seeing so many volunteers in the community, seeing all those flags, it's just a powerful thing.
The fun thing, too, is on the day of our opening ceremonies on the 4th, the Military Vehicle Preservation Association is going to have a number of static displays of old military vehicles. Some of them are actually still driven. And so they're going to be doing things there, too. And we're talking to Honor Flight as well.
Oh,
Honor Flight
Honor
of
Flight.
Austin.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
To perhaps do a tribute for World War II veterans and those that they've taken on their flights and their families.
So, Jeannie, we're running out of time, but I want to ask a couple quick questions. So, once again, the event is November 3rd through the 12th at San Gabriel Park, and you can find information at georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. What is the last day that people can order flags?
They can actually order flags until October 15th
okay.
online.
Okay.
And then when they come to the field itself, you can order, you can buy a flag right on the field.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And
that's
so they'll take you right out and dedicate your flag, because we have a tag that is the dedication tag mm-hmm. that'll get put onto that flag.
That's great. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in. Jeannie McClellan, co-chair of Field of Honor, and Barbie Sproul from Don Hewlett Chevrolet Buick. Thank you guys so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you for having
us,
Heather.
And once again, the website, GeorgetownTXFieldOfHonor.org.
That was awesome.
Perfect.
You guys went 15 minutes.